This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at @Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Big week for the college tour as the national championship is being contested on Lake Tenkiller in Oklahoma. The Bethel University team of Garrick Enders and Cody Huff had the day one lead with 16 pounds, 10 ounces, but it was very tight at the top. By the way, Bethel and their coach Gary Mason was the first school to offer fishing scholarships, a practice now found all around the country. There's 131 teams from 78 schools competing this week at Tenkiller, and we will have the winners on with us next week. In the meantime, high school and college tournament director Hank Weldon will join us from Lake Tenkiller later on in the show today. Now, when you think Tenkiller, who comes to mind? Well, Jimmy Houston, who still has a home and a marina there with a complete full-service tackle shop. Jimmy will join us later on in the show today as well. And as we get ready for the Upper Chesapeake next week on the Elite Tour, we continue catching up with where we are so far this season with our radio version of Winning Ways. Now, today we're going to go back to Kentucky Lake with Wesley Strader, who not only won at Kentucky Lake, but then backed that up with a win at the Eastern Open on Lake Norman the following week. And then Drew Benton, who joined us fresh off his win at Texas Fest on Lake Travis. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a back-to-school edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. With two tournaments to go in the Bassmaster Elite Series, the AOI race is really heating up. And next up, it'll be the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay presented by Mossy Oak. It's coming up July 26th through the 29th. Takeoffs will be at 6 a.m. each morning from Flying Point Park. The weigh-ins on day one and two are at 3 o'clock at the same location. And days three and four, the weigh-ins will be at Ripken Stadium. So don't miss it. Be a part of the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay, presented by Mossy Oak.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama onto bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
We're going to get things started today with a little Winning Ways radio style. And let's get it started with Wesley Strader, our winner from Kentucky Lake. We're joined now by Wesley Strader in just his third Elite Series event. He has fished a couple of classics, but it didn't take him very long to notch a win on the Elite Series. And he joins us now. Wesley, welcome in and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you letting me on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I told people earlier in the show, they're not going to find you on the Rookie of the Year standings or anything like that. 21 years on the FLW Tour, you decide to come on over. And, boy, that didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't. I'm kind of shocked myself.
Well, it was certainly a tremendous tournament for you. And how did you feel after day two? Because a lot of people felt like, myself included, and I had done a hit on Bassmaster Live with Dave Mercer, and all the talk was about Ski Reese. It looked like he was on something. All his fish were big fish, and he was going to be tough to track down. How did you feel midway through this tournament, though? Did you feel like you had stuff out there that would put you in a position to track him down and to win?
Well, I kind of, you know, just going into that third day, I thought, you know, I caught a lot of fish the second day of the tournament, but I never caught any great big ones. But I knew after, let's say, the third day, when guys a lot of guys struggled on that top 50 cut, I knew what I had going. I thought the water was stabilizing. I knew it, you know, it takes a couple of days after it stabilizes and the fish kind of get back acclimated in that shallow water and they settle down, they start feeding again or they just get comfortable, I guess, because they're a little spooky when it's falling like that. So I kind of knew what I was doing was going to get better. Yeah. At least I thought in my head it was. And all I needed was, you know, it got cooler one night and I knew the shad weren't going to spawn as well as it had been when it cools off like that. So I just was hoping that, you know, I would get that opportunity or chance to make some ground up.
Yeah. Wesley Strader with us. Now, you're from Spring City, Tennessee, over by Watts Bar Lake, the other end of the Tennessee River. And I would assume it's across the state from Kentucky Lake, but I assume you've obviously had a lot of time on Kentucky Lake. A lot of us thought going in this was a 100-pound deal. Were you kind of surprised that you could win it with 80, you know, 83, 85? 86 pounds?
No, I figured it would be a 20-pound-a-day deal. You know, the lake's changing. There's some things that's going on at the lake that in the system that are, you know, and they're working hard on it to figure it out. But it's not the same lake that it used to be. You can see the weights are kind of declining. You know, there's a couple of tournaments that was there before us, and you know, like 12 pounds was like great, and 13 pounds was like excellent. And but it got a little better for us. But it's one of those things, man. You just you didn't catch a lot of non-keepers. You either caught a keeper or you didn't catch a bass.
Yeah, and you know, look, let's talk about the 900-pound gorilla in the room, the Asian carp, and you know, it's had an effect. There's no doubt about it. But the state of Tennessee, I think, does have a plan in place, and they are getting after it. I mean, it's still a fantastic lake. It's still the Tennessee River system, but it does. You know, I have a lot of faith in the folks at the state of Tennessee,
TWRA,
yeah. And the TWRA is gonna figure out a way to get this thing under control.
I do too. They're working hard on it, and you know, it's just I don't know. And here's the thing: it could be. And here's the other thing: it could have been just we've had a weird spring and winter. Like, it was really cold. I've never seen it as cold for a long extended period of time. It has been this winter. Like, I saw Lights Creek freeze over for a whole month.
Wow!
Never saw that in my life. And so, you know, there's a couple of things it could have been, but you know, it really went downhill a little bit because of the the carp situation, but I don't know if that's the main factor or not.
Yeah. Wesley Strader with us talking about his win at Kentucky Lake. And let's talk about Sunday, because when I saw Big Sandy Creek and you had gone in there and done some damage, I was like, wait a minute. The last time I was on Kentucky Lake, I went into Big Sandy Creek and got a 4-pounder out of a cove there. That seemed familiar. But you went into an area, I believe, that you had not really been into before and started culling your live well out. I mean, it was pretty impressive stuff.
That's kind of the way I did fish. It's just if I see it, it looks good. If it feels right, I go do it. And like I said, all week long, I was just picking up, I was adapting to each piece of cover, structure, whatever it was that I was fishing. I picked up the lure that fit that situation and in my mind that was best for that situation and just rode with it.
After Kentucky Lake, it was on to Texas Fest and Lake Travis in Texas. And Drew Benton came up with the win. Drew Benton joins us. And you got to understand, Texas Fest is like, if this was like golf and you had major events, I mean, of course, there's the Classic, but the next big deal has got to be Texas Fest because it carries the automatic Bassmaster Classic berth with it. So not only $100,000 to win, not only, all the extra incentive that goes there, of course, it's a points event, but also, it's an automatic berth into the Classic, and that's where Drew Benton finds himself. He'll be fishing his second Classic when they get up to Knoxville in the spring of 2019, and he joins us now. Drew, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm actually on the road back to Florida. Stopped at the Bean for a couple of days, rode around, checked it out after the flooding, and headed back home for some R&R.
Let's talk about this deal at Travis. First of all, had you seen that before? I know that had been fished on the FLW, and you came from over there, but had you seen Travis before this tournament?
I stopped in there on the way to an open earlier this year in pre-practice, just kind of rode around, but it was a very, very different lake whenever I stopped in. There was a lot more color in it the further you moved up the lake. And then when we got back, I was expecting, to be able to run up there and find, colored water, and that was not the case. The lake had really cleared up. It had filled probably 3 or 4 more feet since I'd been there, so it was definitely a new lake this week.
Yeah, you won it with 67 pounds, 15 ounces, which is not too far off of where I thought it would be from a fantasy fishing standpoint, but it was a little bit of an unusual deal for you, because usually, a lot of times, you'll have the biggest weight that first day, and then it kind of tapers off, but you were 13, 15, on day one, 16, 13 on day two, and then you had the big day on day three with 20-pound bag to take the lead and then hung on for the win with a nearly 17-pound bag on the final day. Just talk about how your fish got better and better as the week went on.
Well, it's kind of a deal where you go there and practice and you just try to figure out what the fish are doing. And, when we got there, the shad responded real good in the marina. And we had record highs for like 3 days. The water got super hot. And, what I had found in practice was kind of going away from me. And I kind of stumbled on a deal a little bit later. One of my roommates, David Mullins, come up on day three, told me he'd got some bites late in the day on topwater. And I started running that deal. And it was kind of like a backup plan. And so I ran my marinas the first morning. I was able to catch one big one. And I had like 4 keepers throughout the day. Small keepers. So for that last 2 hours, I started throwing the topwater and really started to learn a lot more about what the fish were doing. The shad were actually moving out deep, and the fish were following them out, and there was still some fish on the bank, chasing around bluegill and things like that. And I just learned a little bit more about the lake each day. So that last afternoon, or that last couple hours of the first day, I was able to cull a couple times on that top water. Then the second day, the marina deal was completely done. I fished the top water all day, running pocket, main lake, big chunk rock, and I was able to catch like 16 or 17, yes, right at 16 pounds. And then day three, I went to a different marina that I knew had some big fish in it, and they were actually still spawning in there. The shad were still spawning, so I caught them really well. I caught them like I expected to catch on day one and two in the first marina, but it's crazy how I didn't expect it to work, and it worked. I was very fortunate that it did, because that was such a pretty day. The boat traffic completely killed what I was doing on the first 2 days.
Right.
So you know, I caught a bunch of weight that morning and struggled all day. And then finally at the end, I ran some protected pockets, not too big ones, and, you know, had, you know, called up to like 20 pounds, 4 ounces. Then on day three, had to serve a little penalty. So I was kind of worried that, you know, I was going to miss that shad spot and do it, because I was running about, you know, 20 miles, 25 miles up the lake, you know, and that's killing some time. And, you know, I was kind of worried. Got there and it wasn't happening. Was able to catch one big one on a spoon that was still there hanging around the dock, but the shad weren't spawning. But good for the weather being so bad, it kept everybody else off the water. And I was able to still run, you know, my pattern from day, you know, the end of day one and day two, and still run that top water the rest of the day and hang on for the win.
A couple of great performances by great guys there. All right, when we return, Hank Weldon will join us from Lake Tenkiller, where they're competing for the College National Championship. We'll do that next right here, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328, or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from elite pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 9 a.m. to noon, and again 1 to 4 Eastern. And simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio. And as I said, the college guys are going at it. That's right. The national championship is going on in Oklahoma. It's not like tied to the college football national championship, because if that was the case, it would have to be in Alabama every other year. But it's in Oklahoma. At least they were in the Final Four. And we're joined now by Hank Weldon. Yes, that is the son of Trip Weldon. He is the tournament director for the college series, and he joins us now. Hank, welcome back. How are you, man?
Tom, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. I always love talking college fishing.
Yeah, don't you think you ought to do that? Maybe you ought to tie this to, like, it's in the state of whoever wins the national championship. You know what I mean? And then you can stay a little closer to home maybe most of the time.
I was going to say, the Alabama graduate and Alabama fan of me would say something along the lines, we would run out of different lakes to fish in Alabama because it's just too many championships, right?
Well, you never know, too. Auburn might stick one in there every once in a while, then you got to go over that way, you know, you fish over right there too, so there's plenty of good water. All right, you're at Tenkiller. This thing got started on Thursday morning. Tell us why Tenkiller.
You know, there's a lot that goes into those decisions, but one of the main things is with it being the college series, we have to have a We like to have a college close by and the lake within a trailering distance, because the college is where we host all of our venue, our expo and everything. So, Ten Killer is close to Northeastern State, who's fielded, two teams in this tournament, so that was the easy part. And then, you know, we already had the relationship with the Cherokee Nation, so really just all kind of fell into place. The only thing that's not cooperating is the weather. 107 is what we saw today, so it was a little toasty.
Now, we've seen you guys, and we've seen your dad trip, postpone things and do stuff like that because of high winds or rain or lightning or whatever, but right. Does brutal heat ever come into play? Do you make a call and you say, hey, you know what, maybe we need to do something here. Maybe we need to bring them in a half an hour early.
Right. Yeah, we certainly monitor that, and we are, you know, typically a lot of times you go to an 8-hour day, and we are, they're coming in early. They're coming in at 2:00 each day. They're going out right at the crack of day. So we are monitoring that, and you just have to preach hydration, hydration, hydration. The kids are doing a good job.
Yeah, and these are great fishermen as well. And you know, we've talked about this in the past, but for listeners that are just hearing you the first time, I mean, just talk about the run of guys that have come out recently in the last 5 years or so, and the damage that they're doing, headed by, of course, Jordan Lee and his back-to-back Bassmaster Classic Championships, fresh out of Auburn.
Right, yeah, and I mean, you throw out other names, Dustin Connell, Alabama, mm-hmm. former Alabama angler, won an Elite Series last year, and most recently, Jake Whitaker, 2014 national champion. Here's the interesting fact about Jake Whitaker. He won that national championship at Chateau Lake, where the AOI is. So, and he's leading rookie of the year right now. So if he could somehow punch his ticket to that AOI tournament, he's got some experience on that lake at that time of year. So that could get interesting. A little side fact that we might want to watch come September.
Talk about the format too for this deal, because this is a team deal at this point, and then ultimately it will become an individual deal, but right now we're talking about teams here, 78 different schools, I believe, that are competing for this national championship.
Right, yes, 78 different schools, record-setting field. We tweaked the format a little bit this year, opened up, created a tour instead of having lock conference regionals, but 136 different boats, 131 anglers. We have a couple of singles that are going out. 131 of them are two-person teams, and then you got five singles in the bunch. But full field fishes first 2 days after on that Friday of the tournament. We cut it down to the top 12, and we'll be crowning a team champion today. But then after that, we retain the top four teams, and then we insert them into an individual-style bracket that is in mid-August in northern Kansas on Milford Lake, and that is a very intense format, too. And they'll go head-to-head, all eight anglers. It's like March Madness for fishing. And at the end of it, we will have that new single angler selected to punch their ticket to the Classic in Knoxville next year.
Yeah, Jacob Fouts was that guy last year, and I have run into him along the road fishing the Eastern Opens, and of course he gets qualified for the Opens as well. I think his entry fees are paid along there, and of course he was at the Classic at Harwell last year, and he's a heck of a little fisherman as well. I say little fisherman because he was a freshman out of Bryan College. He's just a sophomore now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and thankfully, I don't know if he likes it or not, but the nicknamed Tab by Mercer, the paper boy, has really stuck with him. But what a show, that freshman, the poise that he has already as a freshman. But he's done a great job representing the College Series well, and riding around still sporting that Bryan College boat. Yeah. Doing okay in the Opens. He might punch his ticket to the Elite Series. We'll find out in a couple of weeks when all that's done. But he's okay. He's in range to maybe do that.
Yeah. And you know, is he fishing with Jake Lee again, his partner from last year when they won a national championship?
That's right. So in order for them to punch their ticket, all they had to do was show up at one of the tournaments this year together. Mm-hmm. And as defending national champions, as long as they're still in school, they get an automatic berth into it to defend their title. So, yeah, Jake Lee and Jacob Fouts fishing in that one.
You know, it was funny, too, because watching that unfold last year up in Minnesota, I thought – I kind of felt like of the two guys that Jake Lee would be the guy that would emerge, you know, more so. And it seemed it was kind of interesting watching the dynamic of those two guys fishing together. And yet it was Jacob Fouts that came out of that deal, because Lee is a great fisherman, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they both, on both sides of the bracket, got through three different guys to get it down to them. And that was on a completely different body of water. That's how hard it is to win, to be that angler, you know, that advances to the Classic. And, they went through two different sides of the bracket, defeated three different guys to get down to the head-to-head matchup, and it was tight down to the last, really the last hour of that. And, you know, that's what's going to be cool about this year, Bassmaster Live being brought to the bracket. So all the fans listening right now, you're going to be able to watch it just like we do at the Elite Series and the Classic. It's all going to unfold live and watch whoever punches that ticket in mid-August.
Now, I know that you've got some different dignitaries have been hanging around a little bit. We're going to talk to Jimmy Houston, because when you think Ten Killer, I mean, the first thing I think is Jimmy Houston. I think he still has a marina there at that has his name on it at Ten Killer. But also Jason Christie, great, great Elite Series pro, who played at who played basketball, I guess, at Northeastern Oklahoma University, your host school there.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, Jason's been here this week. He's done a little bit of TV work with us. Was our keynote on Wednesday night when we the night before the start of the tournament. Did a great job delivering that. But yeah, when you listen to him and all the stories he has to tell, he pointed to a building through the window where we had our on campus. He says, I was born in that little rock building right there. So he definitely has some history here too, been born and raised here all his life.
Hank Weldon joining us from the Carhartt College Series. He's the executive director on that deal. Now, you mentioned the TV. I know that ESPNU has been there filming some of the action and so on. When do you have an idea yet when this will hit the airwaves when people can see it?
Yeah, airing dates are going to be in mid-August, right after the bracket. They'll be we haven't gotten the exact time slot just yet. ESPN, they control that as it is their network. But once we get those, we will push them out on Bassmaster.com, make sure everybody knows and is familiar with those. But typically, they're on Sundays in the morning time slot, with one or two of them being, you know, kind of a little more prime time. But we'll be sure and deliver that information out as soon as we have it.
Now, last year, you rolled right into the bracket off of the championship. Those guys stayed, they had breakfast the next day, and boom, they were fishing the bracket deal. This year, August 14th through 16th on Milford Lake in Junction City, Kansas, why the separation? Is there any particular reason why you decided to go that route?
No real reason. If you go back to even when Jordan Lee won the bracket and punched his ticket to the Classic, we held the anglers back for about a month and then went to Muskegon Bay in Michigan and fished that. You know, just how it shook out this year. One of the cool things we're able to do with it, though, is we're going to be able to feature all eight anglers and kind of build into it a little bit more while recapping what happened at the championship versus just transitioning right into the next event and moving on to that one angler. So we'll be able to give the national champions their due, their congratulations, and then build up to the bracket. So it'll be a little bit more coverage and some better coverage, I think, for this event coming up in mid-August.
Do you like the way things unfolded this year with the two college tours and the way the qualifying was and so on, or are there any tweaks that we might see for 2019?
A few tweaks, and you're going to laugh at what happened. Yes, we've been overjoyed. I don't know how you would describe it, what adjective, but we participation with this tweak has gotten so high, we're going to have to cap the fields, and we're going to cap those fields. Nice. You're going to laugh at 250 boats per tour event. So, and then, you know, the other cool thing was the launch of the Team of the Year. We crowned the very first ever Team of the Year, which is Think Angler of the Year, but just for the College Series on Wednesday night. Tyler Craig and Spencer Lambert of La Monroe, they had a stellar year. And
they took
home over $8,000 in prizes and a little bit of dollars, too, for their accomplishments. So that was an awesome thing we awarded, too. And watch out. That's going to become even more heated next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun race to watch.
Yeah, Louisiana Monroe is always good, man. I mean, they're in fertile grounds down there, obviously, but they always seem to put some good teams out. And it really is fascinating. It's taking off. And I thought we would get to that. You and I have talked about this before on the show, where at some point you're going to have to cap this thing because you were going to run into situations where you hit 300, 350 boats at a tournament.
Right. You know, and I think when we talked about it last year, if my memory serves me correctly, we were like, we're probably a few years away from having to worry about that. Little did we know we were months away from having to worry about that. But, you know, it's kind of the reverse effect. The high school series is now funneling the college series. And, I mean, it's just the youth stuff exploding in numbers of anglers jumping into bass fishing. It's a great thing. We love seeing it. So,
no, there's no cap.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good challenge to have. But
yeah.
250 boats, an awesome thing.
No cap right now on the number of teams from a particular school, though. Is that right? Or could that come at some point where you can only put four teams in?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet for this year, but that's something we're going to have to definitely consider moving forward is how many do we allow per school. But right now it's just going to be on a first-come, first-served basis, and when we hit that 250 mark, we'll cut it off and then start a waiting list.
Very cool. All right. Hank Weldon has been our guest out there at Lake Tenkiller, where they'll be crowning a national championship on Saturday. And then we'll have a bracket set up in August for the event over in Kansas. All right. Appreciate you as always, Hank. Great stuff.
Tom, thanks, man. Y'all watch out for the high school series, high school champ in a couple weeks, too. Yeah. 400 boats in that one. I'll repeat that, 400. So.
And that's over at Kentucky.
We got a lot of fishermen to get through in the next couple of weeks. But thanks for having me. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you. The high school championship, I think, over in Kentucky Lake is where that will be at. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back with more right after that. Jimmy Houston is next. We'll talk 50th anniversary, and we'll get his thoughts about Tenkiller and the college series and how things have changed over the years. Right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W Trailer Hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 or older.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network. Thank you to Hank Weldon for coming on. He's the tournament director for the Carhartt College Series. Of course, they're over at Tenkiller with the national championship there. And when I thought Tenkiller, I always think Jimmy Houston. I mean, because you go back as long as you ever watched Jimmy Houston and his shows, you'd think about Lake Tenkiller because that's been a big part of his life, obviously. And he joins us now. And, of course, Jimmy helped us with the 50th anniversary celebration stuff earlier in the year. And if you were watching the race over at the Kentucky Speedway, the NASCAR race last week, he was the grand marshal for that deal. Brought some good luck to Martin Truex. Not that he needs it, but the Bass Pro Shops car won. And Jimmy, always a long-time relationship with Bass Pro Shops. And we all got our discount and free shipping because Truex won. And that's good stuff.
So, Jimmy, that's a great deal for everybody. You know, you get a discount on everything you buy, and you get free shipping. You know, anytime that one of Johnny's drivers wins a race, and you know, and Martin, of course, has won there 2 years in a row.
at Kentucky Speedway now. I was with him in before the race started, and with him in Victory Lane with a buddy of mine, Jeff Bodine, who used to be a great NASCAR driver. Both those guys are good fishermen. And,
yeah.
You know, I didn't even compliment Martin on his driving. I complimented him on his fishing, because it's great to have guys like that that really have a passion for the same thing that you and I do, Tom.
And it's something that we share the same fans, I think, fishing and racing, and a lot of the great drivers over the years. Dale Earnhardt. In fact, I've got a couple of Dale Earnhardt die-cast boats in my studio. Dale Earnhardt was a great fisherman, loved to fish and so on, and Tony Stewart fishes. And, you know, it seems like there's a lot of guys. It's a great crossover, if you will, between the NASCAR world and the pro fishing world.
Well, it really is, and there are a lot of them that do. You know, Ryan Newman, there's several names. Michael Waltrip, You know, I've fished with Kenny Schrader. Kenny's not a really big fisherman, but we did fish together one time. And, you know, as Grand Marshal, I got to be the first guy that the driver shook hands with as they during the driver introductions, and which is kind of a big deal for me. Of course, I know several of those guys, so they were friends, and, you know, we didn't just we did the man hug like you do with the buddies that you don't see, you know, every day. And but three or four of the other drivers, you know, as they come through and shook hands, they said, "I'm a big fan, Jimmy, I'm a big fan." So you know those guys fish also, and it was some of the drivers I did not know that fish. So, yeah, it is, and you're right about the fans, you know. One of the things I did when we started the engines there is I wish good luck to all my fishing buddies out there, especially the ones that were driving tonight. And I held my hand up and I said, "Drivers, crank your engines." I didn't say start your engines. And I was like imaginary cranking a fishing reel. And as we did the pace car lap around the crowd, I looked up in the crowd, and I've got to do this at Talladega also many, many years ago. And everybody in the crowd is they're making imaginary casts, setting the hook, winding. And more of them were setting the hook than they are casting. So that just tells you. People like to catch them.
yeah, we like to do more catching.
But it's the same people, and as we went around the, you know, the first turn there where a lot of people were up against the fence, people were hollering my name out and setting the hook and cranking the reels, and so it was pretty cool. Actually, Johnny called me on the phone the next day, and instead of saying, "Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?" he said, "Tom, my fishing and hunting buddies is running tonight. Good luck, gentlemen, crank your engine." That's the first thing he said. So Johnny Morris got to watch it too, and I hope all the fishermen out there that are NASCAR fans that got to see that understood what we were doing there, and do wish good luck to all the fishermen out there. I wish good luck to those college kids that's out there on 10 killer day. Yeah. Boy, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's been hot out there, as Hank was talking about that. In fact, they moved the weigh-in up an hour to have them going out at the crack of dawn, and they have them coming in at 2 o'clock just because of the...
Hey, we need to do that at all the tournaments. Leave earlier and come in earlier. I'm for that, all the tournaments.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
me
50 years ago, it's almost about 50 years since the first time you fished one of Crazy Ray Scott's first tournaments. I mean, you've been there right from the beginning. Did you ever think that, you know, someday in my lifetime, there's going to be a high school tour, and then there's going to be college tour with wrapped boats that look like NASCAR cars that are going to have the college names on the side of the boats? Did you ever think that we could see what we're seeing today with the young people?
I had no idea, you know. I mean, it was 50 years ago, 1968, you call Alabama. That was either the second or third BASS tournament ever. I don't know which. I just feel so badly I didn't go fish Beaver, which is only about 80 miles from Lake Denkiller. I just didn't have the $125. I didn't have the $125 for you, Paul, either, but either Ray Scott waived the fee or Don Butler paid it. Both of them claim that neither one of those statements I made are true, but I didn't pay it. I know that, and Ray, of course, will never claim that he ever waived anybody's entry fee, but I think he might have had a big heart back then for just this little kid up there in Oklahoma that wanted to come and fish that tournament. But no, we had no idea it could ever get to where it is in any way, fashion, or form. And actually, I think that all started, high school fishing started in Illinois, and some of the guys up there, I kind of helped them get started back several years ago, and it was kind of slow starting, but it's grown into incredible situations now with the high school kids, college kids getting scholarships to pay their way through college. I sort of paid my way through college fishing also, but I was catching catfish and selling them, was how I paid my way through college. So I guess I did sort of the same thing as on a catfish scholarship as opposed to a bass fishing.
You know, there's a guy that does a show now that a lot of people think has that kind of Jimmy Houston personality, which is Mark Zona. And Z is a good friend of mine, and he has always told me that he picked his college, the college he went to in Michigan, he picked the college because it was on a lake, and he would take and he'd fish all morning, and then he would ground his boat at the, you know, he'd dock his boat at the lake, go to class, get done with class, get right back in his boat and go fishing again. He went to college at a lake.
Well, that's really smart, you know. Of course, I went to college, you know, I had I went to college there at Northeastern, which is at, on Lake Tenkiller, you know.
Yeah.
The kids are weighing in up there today, as a matter of fact, up there. And it's only 10 miles from the water, and I fish pretty much every day when I was in college. And we sort of, I guess Mark and I might have been sort of the precursors. So is Mark, he's older than me, isn't he?
Yeah, no, not quite.
Make sure he gets back to him. Make sure what I said gets back to him.
I will tell him.
But, you know, the kids nowadays really and truly are picking their colleges depending on their bass fishing teams. And even, they're looking at that. I mean, it's amazing, you know. My school is the University of Oklahoma, and they recruit basketball players and football players and stuff. But the kids are now actually picking colleges depending upon their bass fishing teams. But I think that's cool. We've come a long way. No doubt about that.
Well, they're going to have to. Hank just told us that beginning next year, they got to cap the tournaments at 250 boats. They were the high school national championship on Kentucky Lake next month has 400 boats in it, and it gets to the point where it's just too much. Now they're going to start.
It's amazing, you know. We had the Bowie High School team. A bunch of them came to one of the appearances that we did down there in Texas here a while back, and there was about 40, 50 kids gets off this school bus, you know, and they're off in Bowie High School on it, and they were all in the bass fishing club in that high school. And I said, my gosh, and boys and girls both, which is really great, you know. The girls are involved in it also, and I said, my gosh, I said, what do you got, like 30, 40, 50 kids on this team? And I said, oh, Jimmy, it's not all of us. We have over 80 kids on the high school fishing team, and that is just, that's astounding. And you're right, the high school tournaments, they're around a lot of places where we have tournaments, and we visit with them, and the great thing about it, I'm just so impressed with the kids, whether they're high school, the college kids, and particularly the college kids, are all nice, clean-cut young men, and I'm so impressed with that, because, you know, I think to me, that's what's important in life is you know, who you are and how you handle yourself and how you live your life, not what you do or what you do for an occupation. And these kids are just such good kids. It's just like amazing to me how good they are.
Yeah. Jimmy Houston with us. Not that I have to tell you that. His voice is so recognizable. But, Jimmy, if you're talking to college kids right now that are going into college fishing, and it's just like in college football and college basketball, they're not all going to end up, you know, pros on the elites. They're not going to be all Jordan Lee winning back-to-back Bassmaster Classics. A lot of these guys will go into other areas. But what kind of education, what kind of areas would you think that they should study in college? Should they get a marketing degree, business degree, because there's a lot more to fishing than catching them up if you're going to be trying to make a living in this business?
Well, there really is. You know, I believe, you know, marketing, advertising, public speaking, speaking period. You know, I was listening to a Joel Osteen this morning preaching a sermon, and he mentioned something about the kids in school that are on the debate team. You know, when you're in high school, they laugh about the kids on the debate team, but when they get out of high school, they're working for those same kids that were on the debate team.
Yeah, right.
So, speaking, I think, is a very important part of it, public speaking, and whether they're afraid of it or not, that's a good time to get away from your fears is in college, is speech classes, marketing classes. I think, you know, I've got a degree in economics and a degree in political science, and the degree in economics is a very, very big part of what we do and what we've done over the last 40-some-odd years on television and 50-some-odd years fishing national tournaments. So I think those are the important thing, marketing, advertising, economics, public speaking, I think that's really, really important. You know, computer skills obviously are a big part of the game nowadays, but you don't really have to, these kids don't have to go to school to learn that. The kids that are in high school now have had computers in their hands since they were 4 or 5 years old. And so the electronics and all the things that we do that are relegated to software, our life is run by software, unfortunately, but we can't even tell how deep the water is if we have a software malfunction on our locators nowadays.
Man, I tell you what.
Other than sticking a rod in the water. Those are the things I think that's really, really important. And to the kids in school nowadays, both high school and college. I mean, you've got those are the things you need to be looking to if you're going to want to make a living in the outdoor business, in you know, whether it be fishing or hunting or in the outdoor business, those are the and the good thing about it. The good thing about it is those skills will serve you well no matter what you end up doing for a living.
Yeah, and I believe that in fishing in general, if that's something that you're pursuing, if you end up in some sort of other discipline, you know, in your life, the skills, the patience that you learn, the ability to kind of be aware of your surroundings and all of the things that go into being a fisherman, not necessarily a pro, but a fisherman where it's not instant gratification.
Right.
It's not a video game.
And not only that, but a lot of the people that you will be involved with, you know, roughly about a third of the country fishes, you know, about 30% of the people buy a fishing license. So no matter what whether you're talking about a president or a movie star or a CEO of a major corporation, you got about a 1 in 3 chance that individual is going to be a fisherman. And if you're a fisherman, you're going to be able to communicate and do well. And you know, God will put some of those people in the right positions to help you as you go through your life. Even if you, you know, they talk about, you know, learn how to play golf. You know, that's how you're going to have to get by in business. Well, you know, maybe so. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not arguing with that. But you know, you got to figure about 1 out of 3 of whomever, whatever they're doing, about what, you know, whether a Major League Baseball player, NASCAR driver, we talked about NASCAR. You know, I am on my way right now over to an O'Reilly's meeting with two very good friends of mine at O'Reilly's, and they are the CEO and the COO of, you know, one of the largest companies in the country, and maybe 100,000 employees, over 5,000 stores. Everybody knows O'Reilly Auto Parts. And both of these guys are fishermen. One of them actually bought my tournament boat, my Ranger, my Quaker State boat that I fished the tournaments with last year. The other one I fished with him last week. He's been to my ranch. Him and I are going peacock bass fishing in Brazil in September. And now, you know, I'm not saying that I couldn't sit down and have great conversations with these guys if they were not fishermen, but it sure makes it a lot better that they are. They have the same passion that I have for fishing. They just simply have taken a different route in their careers, but they still love fishing.
Yeah.
You know, the president of Shell Oil Company, he loves to fish. He's from Alabama, an Alabama boy, you know, Alabama University guy, and he's got a place on Gunnersville Lake. He's got a ranch down there, and I helped him with his private lake in Alabama. You know, is a fisherman, and you'll find that all over the nation. President Bush, you know, he loved to fish. You know, the president we have now, both his son and his son-in-laws are fishermen and hunters. So it doesn't matter. I mean, so you know, if you're a fisherman, even though you might not end up, you know, becoming a professional fisherman fishing the FLW Tour or the Bass Elite Series, or you might not end up working for one of the major corporations in the fishing industry, the fishing is going to help you throughout your lifetime.
No doubt about it. Jimmy Houston has been our guest. Of course, Lake Tenkiller hosting the College National Championship. Jimmy, safe travels. Appreciate everything you do, obviously, in the industry. We look forward to chatting again someday.
I appreciate it, Tom. We always appreciate you. Man, you're doing a great job out there. Love listening to you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Get an endorsement from Jimmy Houston. That's always good. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS Lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pro. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 9 a.m. to noon, and again 1 to 4 Eastern. And simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com daily through September 23rd for a chance to win a 2018 Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab standard bed in the Toyota Ultimate Tundra giveaway. The grand prize includes the Tundra, a genuine Toyota accessories package, additional accessories from B&W trailer hitches, Covercraft, Volant, Yakima, and Bully Dog, and a $1,000 installation allowance. Visit Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes for official rules and to enter. Must be 21 years old or older. While you're at the site, sign up for Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Another great reason to become a member of BASS today. Sign up for Fantasy Fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. Bassmaster is also pleased to announce their new and improved app for downloading and reading the magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Now, if you're a current member of BASS, you can add your digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. Let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. After the college national championship, it will be the Hook Bassmaster Elite at the Upper Chesapeake Bay, presented by Mossy Oak, July 26th through 29th. Then the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Number 3 is at Lake Champlain, August 2nd through 4th. I'll be competing in that one. Hope to see you there. Then the Mossy Oak Fishing Bassmaster High School Series Championship, presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, is at Kentucky Lake, going out of Paris Landing. That is also August 2nd through 4th, followed up by the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Classic Bracket, presented by Bass Pro Shops, on Milford Lake in Junction City, Kansas, August 14th through 16th. Finally, the Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River will close out the month, presented by Black Velvet. That is on the St. Lawrence River in Waddington, New York, August 23rd through 26th. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's all just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest that you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. So until next time, I'm Tom Abraham, and keep those lines tight and nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.